James Comer, Joe Biden skips deadline to correct false denial of family China payout. By Wendell Hasebo on March 28, 2023. President Joe Biden on Monday missed the deadline set by House Oversight Committee James Comer, RKY, to correct his false statement that his family never received China payouts in 2017, causing Comer to vow to further pursue Biden family bank revelations. Not true. Joe Biden falsely claimed on March 17 about the $1.30 collective payments four of Biden family members received through a family business associate, contradicting his son's confession. After the false claim, Comer demanded the White House correct Biden's false statement before Monday's deadline. But no correction was forthcoming. On Tuesday, Comer told Breitbart News he was not surprised Joe Biden has continued to lie about the payments that were made upon peddling influence to Joe Biden. Bank records don't lie, but it's no surprise that President Biden continues to be dishonest with the American people about his family using the Biden name to enrich themselves through shady deals, Comer said. White House Spox dodges question about Chinese payments to Biden family, I'm just not going to even respond. President Biden said he didn't know anything about his son's foreign business deals, which has been proven false multiple times, Comer continued. Now, President Biden refuses to correct the record about his family receiving over $1 million in payments from a Chinese energy company through their associate. At least seven times Joe Biden or his communications team have denied outright and deflected questions about involvement in the Biden family business. But more than at least 17 instances show that Joe Biden was involved in the business. Comer also took a swipe at the establishment media for not holding the president accountable for his false statement. Give me a break, man, Biden snaps at reporter asking about family's business relations in China. The mainstream media may give President Biden a pass, but the oversight committee won't, he said. We will continue to pursue more bank records to expose the Biden family's business schemes and bring more evidence to light. Accountability is coming. Comer has stated he retrieved more tranches of Biden bank records. This is just the beginning, he told Fox News. We're going to get a lot more bank records, and they're going to have to continue to backpedal and come up with some type of reason why the Biden family has received millions and millions of dollars from our adversaries. KJP walks away from question about Hallie Biden. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.